It's the Falconcast podcast. Welcome to week 10. I'm Matt Moore next to Jay Adams and Reed Farron. Guys, I hope you guys look fresh after the bye week, I'll say. Did you get a little R&R, as they say in the business? I see Mr. No Shave November over here, though. Hey, look at this.
This was a collaborative effort. We're all about promoting cancer awareness. I never have grown out facial hair. I've tried to. It looks awful, but for the cause, sake of the cause, we're going for it.
And it's collaborative in that I'm living vicariously through your beard because I can't grow one that is worth anything just because I have, like, it's patchy and it makes
me,
my face look
good. I just didn't shave this morning. hey, that's a good question, though. What redhead in history has the best beard?
Redhead? Paul Bunyan when
maybe,
he was here?
Maybe ponder on that. The bounty guy, did he have a beard? Is he redheaded?
Was he redheaded?
He's not redheaded. I'm talking the bounty paper towel guy.
Oh, I thought he had a mustache, though. I thought you were talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter. I'm like, wait a minute, he's blonde.
That's a great shout out.
All right. Paul Bunyan, though. You know what? I'm impromptu. If you're watching this, thank you. Tweet me best redhead beard in history. I'll send you a prize. All right.
We need pictures.
Is Ron Howard a redhead? Didn't he try a beard?
That could be a good one.
Maybe.
All right. That's your challenge.
That's your
Richie,
prize.
Richie Cunningham. Happy days.
All right. So all two of you, go ahead and send that in to me. All right. So bye week. What have you seen from this Falcon team? I noticed I was in Coach Smith's office doing a little project, and he seemed like he was a little he used the word self-scout. And then I asked him if he got any was he able to relax a little bit. He said a little bit, Matt, and it was good. But he does seem very confident in what they were able to do from that time we landed back from London to now as they game plan for a division opponent in the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, rest is an important thing, and I think as much as we've heard it over the last couple of years, I think it's true. It's you're either overprepared, underworked, or just right. And I think getting these guys out of here for a little bit. Letting them rest up both physically and mentally and to some extent emotionally too, because it's been an emotional season, very frustrating, I know, for a lot of players. And so getting that time away to just kind of unplug and de-stress and kind of get to a point where your mind's right again, I think is really valuable. I know it was for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, you sensed that in the locker room talking to the players. We talked to Matt Ryan, who we found out was watching some 60 Minutes and saw the Navy SEALs training, which he referenced yesterday. Great example. Trufant, those guys, they're all re-energized. I still don't believe it's totally possible to totally disconnect. I mean, Tyson Jackson told me he was watching film and stuff, and he's a fan of the football game. Football. Harry Douglas did the same thing. So they're never going to totally disconnect, but at the same time, yeah, rest is a good thing. Staying away, getting some time with family, and now coming back for the second half of the season.
You know, one other thing when you start – if you watch football, you saw a very physical Tampa Bay Buccaneers team against the Browns. We'll talk about Gerald McCoy in a minute and just, you know, what a force he is. But one thing Coach Smith made clear to me as well was, and if you watch UPS Logistics of the game this week, he says that Bucs game, you know, in week three, don't even think these are two different teams, and that result means nothing. So I think I've heard a lot of people like, oh, Tampa, we crushed them. Two things on that. It was a short week. You were at home, and you caught a little momentum. You got all the momentum in that game. And anything that could go wrong for them went wrong. Do you sense – I'll start with you, Reed. Do you sense that the players do realize that Bucs game is different? This is a totally different game you're going to play.
Yeah, Matt Ryan debunked that myth yesterday in the locker room when he said, listen, after we took care of Tampa the next week or shortly thereafter, they went out and beat a tough Pittsburgh team who now is really on fire. So it's a week-to-week business in this league. What have you done for me lately? And that was a long time ago, obviously, back in week three, I believe. So clearly these guys are focused on, you know what, it's 0-0. We have 8 games to go, and we're going to try to make a run for the playoffs.
Yeah, you know. That's the great thing about the NFL is that any given Sunday, right? Let's get the cliche tracker up because you just had one. I'll take one there. But it's true. Is that the league is set up for a lot of parity, and you hear that every year. But I think you really see it in practice. Is that you know the Bucks can face the Falcons and lose 56-14 and then go and beat Pittsburgh, which, oh, by the way, is a pretty hot team right now. So that's what's great about the league. And I'm just like you. I caution anybody who thinks that Falcons are just going to go down to Raymond James and just walk all over this team, because you look back at and we were talking about this earlier this week, is that the Falcons traditionally struggle a little bit in Raymond James Stadium. It's always, you know, there's been some wins in the last few years there, but they're always very close. Different teams, yeah, we're what we're talking about, but, you know, going on the road and obviously winning outside is a bit of a challenge for this Falcons team. So, you know, the venue kind of comes into play a little bit.
Let's talk about the Bucs a little bit. One player that didn't play that night, and I think that was a big reason why you had so much success, is Gerald McCoy. And as I said, that guy is a grown man. I mean, I'm telling you, he was slinging dudes. I watched a lot of it was Sunday. I had to watch football. What are you going to do? And I felt weird not being in a stadium or in a press box. I think I even told my wife, I was like, oh, man, right now I'd be eating some press box popcorn. I was like,
well, 6 inches of heartburn.
So, hey, go make me some popcorn. No, I was like, so I made sure we watched some games and watched a lot of the Tampa-Cleveland game. And that D-line was doing some work on the Cleveland O-line, which is not a bad O-line. And it all starts in that middle with Gerald McCoy. And you talk about disrupting a pocket. If you can do it from up the middle, that makes a long day for some quarterbacks, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I saw that one play where McCoy just destroyed their backup center.
Where he took a stuffed animal and just
basically chucked him and then got the sack? I mean, you're talking – if Alex Mack is in there, maybe it's a different story. But, at the same time, I mean, you talk about the Falcons' offensive line and all the changes that have gone on. James Stone lining up at center, an undrafted guy it doesn't seem like he's going to see much of Gerald McCoy, but, the guards are going to get a lot of work there against him. And I think he is a force, and you've certainly got to be paying attention to him. We saw in a couple of years ago when we went down there, I think it was like, I'm not sure if it was two straight plays, but he had two sacks over Peter Kahns within a very short span. You can't face him one-on-one. You just can't. You've got to have another guy on him. So certainly takes away, from your attention on some of the other guys, because there's some other playmakers on that defense too.
And Reed, that leads me to this point, is when you do have disruption in the middle and you've got a dominant defensive front, that makes Levante David start getting his name called in the loudspeaker, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, we talked to David last week, or week three on the conference call, and obviously he was excited about this upcoming opportunity. He didn't have then, but this week. But that's going to even put more focus on Coach Smith and Cutter and those guys' decisions to keep Steven Jackson in the backfield to help pass protect from Matt Ryan, excuse me, and even Devontae Freeman, who Coach Cutter said is improving in his pass blocking. So it's all about protection. We know if Matt Ryan has time, then he can do some things to get the ball to the weapons. But, again, keeping him safe and protected, you're going to need extra protection with a guy facing a guy like McCoy.
All right, so Falcons need to take care of business. I am encouraged by when you hear the coach. I mean, it sounds like a broken record, but, you're still in this. Chip in a chair, as I like to say.
What do you like to say?
Yeah, you got a chip in a chair, like a poker tournament, you know? If you have one chip,
you're still in
the poker tournament. Oh, okay. Chip in a chair, you're in it. So I think the Falcons still have a chip in a chair, and, you're not mathematically eliminated yet. The division, if you look around, the two teams in front of you don't have cakewalks this week by any means. They've got some tough opponents. So go down, and I think instead of looking at the other division, you got to take care of business yourself for a week, don't you?
You do, and the players don't like to look too far ahead, but we can. We don't play, and thank goodness for that. But
you against Joe McCoy is what happens, right?
No, thank you. But you've got Tampa this week. If you take care of business there, then you go to Carolina. You can take care of business there. Suddenly you got two division wins under your belt in 2 weeks, and then you're back home, finally. Do you remember how to get to the Georgia Dome? Are we going to have to provide like some directions for you? Because
Siri's got me covered.
Who's going to go clear the cobwebs off the seats in there?
Cripes almighty, it's been forever since we've been there. And then you're back in the Georgia Dome. And I think four of your last five or six are indoor games, and you know, suddenly it changes things. You've got some tough opponents, very tough opponents in Pittsburgh, and Arizona's playing lights out, and then you go to Green Bay for a Monday night game. Thanks a lot, ESPN, for that one.
The week of that podcast, I'm bringing my parka.
Yeah.
To the podcast.
But, I mean, look, you look at it on paper, and if you start this week with a win, you know, you can maybe string something together and make them competitive second half of the season. So that's kind of what I'm looking at.
You know, Roddy White mentioned earlier in the season being road warriors. I always thought, like, I don't know, when you guys played, like, I like playing on the road. You would think that these guys that you talked about, it's, again, another cliche. I know you don't like those.
But here we go.
Us against the world mentality. Oh. Go,
mark go, that one down.
Go out, Raymond James Stadium, on, Mark, the road.
How many more? See how many more you can get, Jeremy.
Yeah, let's see.
I mean, backs are against the wall. Seriously.
Yes.
So these guys need to come out fighting, and I believe they will.
1 week at a time, one play at a time.
Yeah, just take care of our business. And
That's right. Everything.
That's right.
Let the chips fall where they may, right? One chip and a chair.
Chip and a chair. That's what we got, baby.
Where'd you pick that idiom up?
Probably Vegas. Probably. I was out there at his poker table. And I probably got crushed and had one chip. Hey, chip and a chair.
That's all you need, yeah.
All right, picks. Let's get our picks. We didn't have picks because we were on the bye last week. I believe Jay was the winner 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Can't think.
I'm running away with this thing. Just so
no, hey, listen. I'm about to go on a little mini run.
Oh, is that right?
Take care of my business, and I'm going to go on a streak just like the Falcons are. So give me your pick, Jay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go back to the guy who had a bit of a big game the last time the Falcons played the Bucs, and I'm going with Devin Hester. The Bucs have not had as they've made improvements on their team since the last time the Falcons played the Bucs. The special teams are still an area of concern for that team. So I think there's a hole there for Devin Hester to exploit with his speed. And so I'm going to go with my man Devin Hester.
Last time these two teams met, Julio Jones, 161 yards, unbelievable catches, a couple over the shoulders. I'm going with Julio to get us back on track.
Got Jonathan Massacoy mic'd up. He's going to have a big game and make a pretty cool video for the mic'd up feature. I'm going Jonathan Massacoy.
You did that just to give a plug to your video.
Can you? Don't hate, right?
Unbelievable.
All right. And remember, Sam, who has the best redheaded beard in our history?
That's a great question.
Tweet it at me.
Wait, in our history or just history?
History. History. Oh, I said I hate you. No, in the history. Yeah, in the history. Yeah, it could be. Some guy I don't even know. Jebediah Springfield. Maybe. All right. We're going to get out on that note. For Reed Farron, Jay Adams, our two wonderful producers, Nicole Johnson and Brian Bosek, thanks a lot, guys. And we'll see you next week on the Atlanta Falcons Falcon Cast.